In this bulletin, clean-up efforts underway in parts of New South Wales as flooding eases in some areas. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson resisting calls to resign. And in sport, Nick Kyrgios progresses to the Wimbledon semi-finals. With the latest SBS News, I'm Philippa Carisbrook. Flood-affected communities in New South Wales are moving towards recovery mode as the rain begins to ease in parts of the state. Authorities say the threat of flooding remains for tens of thousands of people in areas including the Hunter Valley and the Mid-North Coast. 50 flood rescues were carried out overnight. New South Wales Minister for Emergency Services, Steph Cook, is urging people to take care as they begin to return home.
As the weather situation changes and the flooding emergency is winding down, the recovery efforts are winding up. So the SES has conducted near on 800 rapid damage assessments in the past 24 hours, and those rapid damage assessments will start to ramp up as areas are cleared and people are able to return to their homes.
British government MPs are beginning to put their hats in the ring as Prime Minister Boris Johnson's leadership hangs in the balance. Several members of his Conservative Party say they've lost faith in his leadership and are calling for him to step down. Over 40 government officials have resigned. The government's first female Attorney General, Suella Braverman, is among those urging the PM to resign. She's told ITV she would consider standing for the leadership.
If there is a leadership contest, I will put my name into the ring. I love this country. My parents came here with absolutely nothing, and it was Britain that gave them hope, security and opportunity. And this country has afforded me incredible opportunities in education and in my career. And I owe a debt of gratitude to this country. And to serve as Prime Minister would be the greatest honour. So yes, I will try.
Ukraine's president says Western-supplied weapons are finally having an impact. Speaking in his nightly address, Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainian fighters would not give up in their fight for the Kharkiv region.
Finally, it is felt that the Western artillery, the weapons we received from our partners, started working very powerfully. Its accuracy is exactly as needed. Our defenders inflict very noticeable strikes on depots and other spots that are important for the logistics of the occupiers, and this significantly reduces the offensive potential of the Russian army. The losses of the occupiers will only increase every week, as will the difficulty of supplying them.
Ukrainian military officials say they've so far staved off any major Russian advance in the North Donetsk region, but pressure is intensifying with heavy shelling, missile and rocket fire on the city of Slovyansk and nearby populated areas. Over 400 prisoners are missing in Nigeria following a raid on a prison. Four inmates, a security guard and several attackers were killed in what authorities say was a targeted attack on a prison with 900 inmates in the capital, Abuja. Islamic State has claimed responsibility. In tennis, Nick Kyrgios has reached the Wimbledon semi-finals for the first time in his career. The 27-year-old defeated Chile's Christian Garin in the quarter-finals in straight sets. He'll now go on to face Rafael Nadal, who's nursing a painful abdomen injury. Speaking after the match, Kyrgios was asked if recent assault allegations, believed to be against his ex-girlfriend, impacted his performance. He's due to face court in Canberra later this year.
Didn't really affect me at all, to be honest with you. You know, obviously seeing it, you know, I'm only human. Obviously, I read about it, and obviously everyone else was asking questions, and you know, it was hard. It was hard to kind of just focus, you know, on the mission at hand was quarterfinals of Wimbledon today, and I know deep down that you know that's what I was prepared for, and it didn't really affect my preparation at all. I knew that I was, you know, stayed true to myself and give my best performance today.
I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.